T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Go. Yeah. Little dip. There you go.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the
See,
one.
I don't even have a rubber ducky. Well, I mean, I've been given a couple, but I don't utilize rubber ducky in the bathtub. But people like to think I do. And if that makes you happy, then go on imagining it. It's okay.
I don't ever like to think about you in the bath, Joe.
You know, I'm naked when I'm in the bathtub,
Stop.
James. I'm actually completely unclothed. I'm naked when I'm in the I do. I lay myself bare in the bathtub time machine. Let's go inside the bathtub time machine as we look at the Eagles and the Seattle Seahawks. Teams that don't really have a ton of history. I mean, if you think about it, Seattle was in the AFC for a long time. So you'd only play them every couple of years for a while. Interestingly, the Eagles have lost 4 straight to Seattle. Haven't beaten them since 2008. Not a ton of history. Not a ton of memorable moments. Really more on the bad side than the good side, including bad 2014. This is real bad for Chip Kelly because it was the loss that started the end of the Chip Kelly era, if we can even call 3 years an era.
And they felt outclassed that
Well,
day.
They did. I mean, here's the deal. The Eagles came in. This was the 13th game of Chip's second season. They came in as a 9-3 squad. They had just beaten Dallas on Thanksgiving, walloped them. You knew you'd just like a couple more wins and you're totally in the playoffs. And they lost at home to Seattle 24-14 on a day Russell Wilson did some great things. Now, the officiating was brutal. There was a man 13-yard, offensive lineman 13 yards downfield. They didn't call that. Richard Sherman had a pass interference. They didn't call that. But they struggled containing Russell Wilson at times. It started 3 straight losses. And the Eagles, of course, missed the playoffs. Chip started, think about this. Chip started out prior to that game 19-9. 19-9. After that game, from that game on, he was 8-12 and fired.
Wow.
It was the game that set in motion Chip being gone. A game that set in motion actually nothing other than the fact we felt bad for a couple hours was 2 years ago when the Eagles lost to Seattle 24-10 Sunday Night Football, but it didn't really matter. I mean, they bounced back. Obviously, Wentz got hurt. Foles came in thereafter. But it was probably the worst game the 2017 Eagles played. I think that's fair to say. Probably
still the best, maybe the best throw Carson Wentz has ever made in that game, though.
It's
that
not
one where he's falling forward and hurdles it.
It's not maybe the best throw.
It's the best throw.
It's the best play of Carson Wentz's career.
I'm with you. It was an unbelievable throw.
A spectacular play by Wentz. Eagles lost that night 24-10, but they got it together and won the Super Bowl. But why talk bad losses? Like, why do we even do that? Let's talk good, John Ritchie. Let's talk about moments between the Eagles and the Seattle Seahawks that were, you know, like solid, good, like where NFL Films cranks up music. Even if Seltzer's 5 seconds late on doing so. Like the season opener in 1989, this is a feel-good one because you just knew after years and years of the Eagles being bad, wow, Eagles are really good. 1989, of course, 88, they made the playoffs for the first time. Reggie Randall, the whole deal, right, all that, right? Seth Joyner, Clyde Simmons, Jerome Brown, Keith Jackson, Keith Byers, Eric Allen. And then they all just took the field to start the next season also, 1989. Like, oh, yeah, this is legit. Because on opening day, 1989, the Eagles thumped Steve Largent. I guess it was probably Dave Craig and Seattle, 31-7. Randall with 2 touchdowns. Best wide receiver duo the Eagles maybe ever had. Both caught touchdowns that day. It was a short-lived duo. But how about Mike Quick and Chris Carter on the same team? Just for a little bit of time there. And a really good Eagles playoff team in 1989 got off to a good start. 2001, certainly a memorable moment, time, feeling when the Eagles and Seattle Seahawks played. Why? Because you may remember it was the first game back after September the 11th, when obviously after September 11th, the NFL did what they had not done about 40 or 50 years prior to that when JFK was assassinated. NFL did not take a week off. After September 11th, the commissioner said, we're taking a week off. And so everyone took a week off. And when they came back in Seattle, a lot of patriotism obviously in the air. And you knew you had a really good Eagles team. And again, they went out there and thumped a Seahawks team, this time 27-3. Donovan, Doc, Trot, All the guys doing their thing. Defensive dominance. James Thrash. Not one, but two touchdowns. Yes. Don't fall out of your chair. That's true.
How sad is it that we're pining for James Thrash right now?
James Thrash with a 64-yard touchdown. An outstanding performance by the Birds. One of those days you say, all right, yeah, my squad's good. And they were that year. Obviously, all the way to get to the NFC Championship game that year for the first time in 21 season. And that is just a little dip inside the bathtub time machine.
Really is an unremarkable history between the two teams.
It is quite unremarkable, I think, is a fair way to put it. Let's go to the phones, 888-729-9494. What do you see when you look ahead to this weekend? Not bathtub time machine backwards looking, but forward looking. Look, to me, Eagles win. I know John said, no, not. Hey, defense, home field advantage. Doug Peterson, I believe in him, and I think this team's got a heart that's going to beat and it's going to help them win the game on Sunday. Let's go to the phones, talk to Chris and Logan. What's up, Chris?
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Chris.
What's up, buddy?
John, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Joe, I find it funny, like, we talk about Brandon Graham. John brings up a lot how Brandon Graham hasn't had that great of a year, but you always talk about how he's been great against the run and this and that and the other thing.
Well, he's been much better in the last month. I mean, if you
right.
don't, you know.
Well, right, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, like, Jadeveon Clowney has made that kind of an impact for Seattle. So I really don't care.
Well, Chris, let me just ask you a question. I asked this to John a couple weeks ago and took him some time to arrive at an answer, and in the end, I didn't like his answer. How do you, Chris, explain, if Jadeveon Clowney is so good, how does he only have 3 sacks?
I don't know how come Brandon Graham's so good, but he only has 6, and half of them were against a Pee Wee team.
Yeah.
It's the same question, but Joe,
it's not, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. We'll see what happens.
Well, who has changed games more? Like, really, like, has Brandon Graham changed the game other than the Jets game?
Obviously, there's no doubt Clowney played a historic game versus San Francisco a couple weeks ago.
I don't dispute that. I doubt it. It's totally true.
John, you can't just ignore the fact that then all these other games he doesn't do that much.
I'm an offensive coordinator, I'm much more concerned.
Absolutely.
About trying
I would too. I would. Hey, Chris. I would too. But my point is, the difference isn't as massive. I mean, John makes it sound like it's Lawrence Taylor compared to Vinnie Curry. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, now it's not that massive, but it's massive. But my main point is, Joe, while I appreciate your fandom, while I agree that your thoughts are, you know, heartfelt and great, the simple reality is the offense hasn't played well. I'm not saying Seattle's defense is world beaters, and I'm not saying they are like they were, you know, 4, 5, 6 years ago. This offense isn't that good to win many games. I love how people still talk about the next 4 games are cupcakes. Like, Miami isn't tanking. I'm not saying they're Super Bowl champions, but they look like they're going to at least compete. And I don't really care. You got to play the Giants twice, and you got to play,
and you got to play
Washington one more time. These aren't gimme games. It's not like you're playing the Jets with Luke Falk anymore. So I wouldn't count those games out, especially looking at the fact that this offense has no weapons. Carson Wentz can't hit open receivers, and when he hits open receivers, they can't catch the ball. The offensive line is interchanging now with injuries and age and this and that. The running game is spotty with injuries and this and that. The defense is always a question. Joe, 100% agree with you. They have played better in the past few weeks. They've started to look 2017-ish. But I have no faith that they can hold that consistently.
All right. Well, we're gonna find out. Chris, give me something ridiculous. You got a chance to win the Hess toy truck.
Honestly, in a day that which we're talking about this, Joe, everything you say is ridiculous.
All right. Everything. Well, I'll tell you what. That ain't going to be a winning answer.
Could get 2 votes. You never know.
By the way, you know what I was just thinking of? Where's Jevin been?
It's a great question.
Because this is where, back in the day, Jevin would have heard that phrase, everything you say, and he would have done it to the police.
He would have.
Everything you... Yeah. So I was going to start singing, but that's all right. All right. Fair enough.
Go ahead.
No, I'm done. The moment's passed. I was going to, you know, rev it up.
Let me just say you're welcome to the entire Delaware Valley.
By the way, nice use of the hammer, the little sound there.
We need to bring that one back a little more.
Let me hear that again. It makes me feel good. Yeah. There you go. All right. Good stuff. Let's talk to Adam in Cape May, New Jersey. What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, John. Early in the week, I was down on what you were saying about this game, but having listened to you every day now, I think you've turned me to think that we're going to have a heck of a tough time beating these Seahawks this weekend.
Not my intention. It's going to be a fun game to watch, that's for sure. I'm not saying the Eagles that they have no chance to win. I'm saying I just don't think we can take advantage of their shortcomings the way we need to. And there's something to the idea that our backs aren't quite against the wall enough for us to be that Eagle team that has won in the late season the last couple of years. The Seattle Seahawks are not world beaters. Don't get me, you know, I don't want to put that out there. This Seattle Seahawks team is beatable. I just don't think we're the team that's good enough to beat them.
Well, I kind of thought we had a chance, and I want to be a homer and pick them no matter what, but when you just played the Doug Peterson thing there with all these injuries,
that's
I just
tough.
Don't know
that's
if we have problem. The firepower.
That is a problem, I will say. I felt confident to start the show, and I'm not going to move off the Eagles winning the game, but I will tell you I feel less strong about it than I did an hour ago. I mean, that's a lot of injured players, man.
What is with our – I've been thinking this, like, all year. Our medical staff,
yes.
Like, it seems like Saquon Barkley had that high ankle sprain or whatever. He was back pretty quickly.
Yeah, but he was ineffective.
Yeah, but Pat Mahomes was out, and look, he played good last week.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why, like, I feel like this Jordan Howard stinger thing is going to turn into, like, a six-week injury. I just have this feeling. It's happened repeatedly.
Hey, Adam, I hate to be curmudgeon-y, but I do feel like this Eagles athletic training staff, medical staff, they are incredibly conservative in the way that they bring guys back. It used to be you would hurry everyone back. That was the NFL. And we are very kind in the way that we treat our players when they're injured. That's different than what it used to be.
Adam, what do you got here for something ridiculous?
I have to give you props, Joe. You stood up bravely on your little feet, and you asked Willie McGinnis about cheating in the Super Bowl, and ridiculously, he defended it and acted like you were ridiculous for asking it.
Thank you, sir.
I think he said it was ridiculous.
He said it was ridiculous, and on another note, it's ridiculous now that I got to root for the Patriots this weekend because the Eagles can't take care of their own business.
Right. That's right. We are all Patriots fans this week. Adam, thanks for the phone call. How about that? A little praise. So the last guy rips everything. He says everything I say is ridiculous. And this guy praises me for the McGinnis question. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Coming up 11:30, John takes us inside the game, X's and O's, something related to the Eagles matchup with Seattle. Phone calls all show. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, I want to tell you about a machine called the Drink Maker, a great machine, an amazing machine, a new product from Keurig. The Drink Maker is exactly what it sounds like it is, a machine that makes drinks, in this case, adult beverages, and in your home. It's really nifty. It's really cool. When it comes to enjoying a drink at home, sometimes you just want something custom, something delicious, something made just for you the way you like it. And the Drink Maker from DrinkWorks is an automated cocktail maker that looks cool and fits right on your countertop. The variety is unparalleled. You get great variety of drinks, convenient quality, bar quality drinks in 60 seconds in your home. Cold cocktail, mixed drinks, whatever it is you may want. Hey, make sure you go to drinkworks.com. You can see the full selection of drinks available when you order this. Again, it's drinkworks.com. They've got a special offer for our listeners when you use promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER. It will get you $150 off your order of the Drink Maker. This is like a star machine, the Drink Maker. Check it out at drinkworks.com. Make sure you use promo code HAMMER to get the Drink Maker. Again, that's at drinkworks.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.